devil won't go near it. That's the reason people fear it. It's good enough for me. Are you happy your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm so happy to be one of them this morning. I could actually start singing that song, one of them. As you know, that's one of my favorite ones. Because it tells the story that you kids that are here, that many going to camp, is it's got so many meanings to that song. But it's Elijah the Prophet song. And I love it. I'm so glad to be one of them. Well, we'd like to welcome everybody this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. I know that we have quite a few visitors. How many visitors do we have here this morning from out of town? Well, welcome. Let's welcome them all. Praise the Lord. I know many of you are here for the camp, and we're really looking forward to the time we're going to have together. And as I told the church Wednesday night, that the Lord really gave us just a wonderful time at the last camp. Just such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and to see lives change before your very eyes. And children, that young people that go through the tests and trials that we do, but then to get a deeper anchor in the Lord Jesus and see them refreshed in their soul and to realize that they are in Him. And that terrible trick that the devil always tries to tell us, to keep looking at ourselves. That's what he does every single day. But we don't look at ourselves, do we?
No.
We look at Him because we are in Him.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. So we thank you for your prayers once again, as we announced Wednesday, that for all of your prayers for us during camp and how the Lord was with us. And we're looking forward to this upcoming. It's can't believe it's the last camp. I can't believe that summer's already over, and start looking at the leaves changing out there, and that we're moving into the winter time. But I want you to be praying for us, that the Lord would just be with us and He would just anoint the children and just give us a wonderful time together. We know that He's there.
Amen.
And we know that He's going to do it. It's His promise that He will do it. So we just thank the Lord for another opportunity that we have. I did get the other night, for you visitors might not know that it's here, it was Wednesday night at church. I made an announcement. I thought it'd be really nice if the local people, if we could take you out to Still Waters. Well, almost, yeah. I almost instantly got a text from somebody. I'm not going to mention his name. Says, the church took a vote. We're in. We're coming. So I guess we'll have to do it.
Woo!
Oh, boy. The Lord did give us a wonderful service last Wednesday.
Amen.
The presence of the Lord, that it is every time we get together, it's a jubilee.
Yes,
and that's what this message is. It's a jubilee to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it is this message. Brother Branham said that if the bride would rally around God's gift for the day,
Amen.
He says that, and for God's gift for today, what is it? It's this message.
Amen.
And as if this bride would rally, and that's what we're doing, is rallying around this message. He said it's the only thing that can bring the bride of Jesus Christ together.
Amen.
Is this message.
Amen.
And this message through God's prophet is the only thing that can bring them together. I can't bring them together. Nobody else can bring them together. I want to be here and I want to encourage you, but it's the Word. The Word is what never fails and never goes. If time goes on, I think the Lord's coming before I pass away. I hope so. I want to see the coming of the Lord. I want to be here when it happens. I want to see that Elijah the prophet come and say, behold, the Lamb of God, the one that I told you about. And that's what we're striving for, is trying to get that rapturing in faith so that he will come. And that word was brought through that prophet to perfect the bride of Jesus Christ. But if we get away from the word, he said it's a disaster. It's just like Lazarus. He says when Jesus left, what happened? He said trouble come in. And trouble gets in when we get away from the word. And we don't want to get away from the word. We want to stay tuned to the word. And that's what rallies that bride together that comes in, that keeps the bride tuned to this message is all the time. When he leaves and we get away, and that's the way that the bride does perfect themselves, is by listening to the word, by staying in prayer, by staying on their knees, by staying in the word. And that's what Brother Branham said. And I like to, as he said, that this message rallies the word. He said last Wednesday on the service, the sin of unbelief. I pray that this is what the world sees in each one of us. He says, and we see that Israel was safe as long as they were rallying around their God.
Amen.
And for terminology for our day, and we would see that the bride was safe as long as they were rallying around the word, the prophet. We're safe as long as we rally around this word and the prophet. We're safe in him. He says, and it must have started a great curiosity everywhere. People passing by would see the unity and the oneness of Israel, of the bride. And that spread out from nation to nation to nation. And I pray that the Lord Jesus would let us be something that the world would see, that would spread from nation to nation to nation. This message living through a group of people that loves the Lord, and this message to all their heart. Amen? Is that
Amen.
The desire of your heart
That's
this
right.
morning?
Amen.
Amen. You know, I was thinking the other day that we had is that we'd sung a song that was here, Brother William did. We sing at camp, and it is building an army. And it says that we're building an army. And that's what we are doing. We are building an army. We are an army. We're in God's army. We are in the Lord's army. And he's forming this army that it is the bride of Jesus Christ from around the world. And an army is trained soldiers. They're trained to listen and to take orders. They've got to hear. They've got to be trained that when they're given orders, they carry out the orders that has been given to them. And we're led, he said, by a 5-star general.
Amen.
And that 5-star general, he says, is Jesus.
Amen.
He says, that's who leads this army, this great army of God. And we don't question. Is when orders go forth, a good soldier, he does not question.
Amen.
He does exactly what he's told to do.
Amen.
If you question, you're going to get yourself in trouble real quick, because you don't know why he's given that order and what we should do. So we listen to that general when he comes out the order. And for our day, that general was God's prophet.
Amen.
He spoke through that Holy Spirit, spoke through that anointed messenger to bring us the message. And that is our orders for today. And as long as we're in there, we're safe. But that's what the message that today, that we know we're in the greatest battle in human has ever fought.
Amen.
The battle that we're in right now is because, you know why? We're at the end. And you know when the enemy is the very worst? Is when he knows he's getting ready to die. I saw a documentary once, and it was on Adolf Hitler. And it says right before he knew he was going to lose the war and it was over, he wanted to destroy everything. He was the enemy. He was possessed with that same spirit. Brother Branham said he was. It was with pharaohs. It came down and was in those armies. And he says that's when they're the most vicious. And that's what the enemy is. He's at the most vicious right now. And he wants to destroy everything in his path, because then he knows he's at the end. And as many people as he can take down with him, he wants to take them down with him. And so this is the hardest time there ever was to live, was right now. Because Satan is everywhere, trying to destroy everything that he can and to bring us in. And he's had 6,000 years to practice that. But we do, with our general, we have something to combat him. And just like every great commander, every army, is something that every great commander wants. A great commander wants a special something in his army. And you know what that is? It's you. He wants you, and you're it. And you know what that is? Is that they come down that when the battle is going on, before going into battle, every great general, every commander, and our commander, he wants his most highly trained soldiers to go first.
Amen.
He wants the ones that are, that he wants the one, the elite group.
Yes. No.
That we do in ours, that we have in the elite group is, he said, they're special forces.
Amen.
I'd always admired them in the natural. You know, you see the SEALs, you see the Rangers, you see all these guys. They're the most highly trained tactical people that they are. They're the ones that's been trained and trained and trained and trained. And that general always wants them to go in first. He wants them to go in because they know everything about the enemy. They know all of his maneuvers and what he's doing because they've been trained to do it. They're trained to react instantly. They have zero fear for nothing. They know that there's nothing can stand in their way. They don't care. They're united, and they always put them together as tight little groups. They highly train them together as little groups, kind of like this little group right here. And they're so highly trained, and they work together in unity. They're always watching one another's back. One goes down, and the other one comes up, and the other one goes down, and the other one comes up, and they're always looking back and forth. And I'm sure you've seen pictures of those guys, and man, they're just moving and watch everything. They're aware of everything that's going on. The minute the enemy comes in, they got him. They know where it is. So that general, the great commander, he wants them going first. And you know what that great commander does? He gives his army the greatest bomb there is. He said it's greater than the atomic bomb. He said it was greater than the hydrogen bomb. He gives you his special forces, the elite group that has no fear, no condemnation. He gives you the power of prayer. And he says, well, amen. That's what you have. Brother Branham told us, he says, that enemy, when this special forces, he says, when you go to prayer, he says, Satan trembles. He said he is scared to death of that special forces. Now, we have the regular army, and you still have the Navy and the Army and all that, and there's a lot of soldiers that are out there. But that special forces, they're a special group of people. And they're a special group of people that know how to pray together. And that they know is when they start praying, the enemy runs. He goes. He knows that he's done defeated. And when that special forces, when they do, is before the war. And sometimes if they can go in before that there is even a war, that he kills it right from the beginning. Before the battle even starts, they're there. They take care of it. And that's what we are. Disciplined soldiers. Staying in the word. You've got to know the sound of the voice of your commander. Because if you go to war and you hear a strange voice, you ain't going to be able to follow orders. You got to be able to follow orders exactly what that commander tells you to do. So you got to stay tuned to that voice, the hearing. And then it'll defeat the enemy. And that's what we're doing today, is listening to that five-star general give us out orders today. We've got to go forward to kill that enemy. But we can only do it by staying in the word. And even the prophet, as he told us the other night, I love it when he says, we all know that faith cometh by
hearing,
and hearing the
word,
and the word comes to the
prophet.
So that we know that special trained force is right there.
Amen.
We're going to do that once more, because special trained forces is kind of cute. I wanted to play with Brother Brandon. We sung this song with the kids at during camp, and I love it. I was going to sing it this morning because Brother Branham sung it too. And he brought all the little kids up front. And he says, now I want you to come up here and I want you to turn around. And he goes, now look. He goes, I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly over the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's stand up. Wayne, you better help me. You know that song? Now, the kids really know how to do this. Because I want the world to know, when orders are given, I love to watch those military guys, buddy. They stand at attention. They're ready. Nothing bothers them. The enemy comes, it ain't bothering them. Somebody else tells them to do something? No. You're staying at your post of duty until you have orders from the five-star general. And when the five-star general gives orders, what do you do? Yes, sir. I'll do it. I'll carry it out. And when we go to prayer, that's our ammunition. It's our bomb. And we all join together in prayer for anything that it is God's bomb to defeat the enemy. So have faith and believe. Are you trained army?
Yes.
Are you one of them?
Yes.
Amen. Let's sing it, Brother William.
Well, I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly over the enemy, but I am in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir.
Well, I
gotta start over again. I didn't hear you. I gotta hear you say, yes, sir. That's the most important part.
Amen.
All the other is I want him to know that you are in the Lord's army. And when he tells you to do something, it's yes, sir.
Amen.
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 Well,
yes, sir.
I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir.
Well, I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly over the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir.
Well, I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly over the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir.
Amen. People probably think we're crazy, but I don't care. Are you happy to be in the Lord's army this morning? Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to sing it one more time. I want to really hear you. Now, kids, get ready. Come on, teach your mom and dad that's next to you how you do it at camp. I guarantee you, if you listen real close this week, probably around Tuesday night and listen, you're going to hear something way up in still waters. It's like, yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir.
Well, I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly over the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Somebody, like I said, could say, man, that's just a little kid song in the mouth of babes.
Amen.
That's okay. I want childlike faith.
Amen.
It is like us that's got little children. Is, you know, they just believe it. You say it and they just believe it. The older we get, we start questioning it. Oh, is that right? Is that wrong? I don't want that. I just want to do when he tells me to do something. Yes, sir. I just want to do it. And that's what we train our kids to do. Just say, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. That's what you want to hear him say. And that's why Father wants us to hear us say, well, why? No. Just do it. We don't know why. I don't care why. We don't know. It's like, why did you supposed to be? No, it doesn't matter. And when that trumpet gives a certain sound. Brother Branham said that trumpet, he says, what did it proclaim? there was a message coming forth. This is in the Bible when that trumpet, what it is? A message. So when our trumpet goes forth, there's a message. And that's what we're doing here today, is we're getting orders from our five-star general. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. We just want to welcome him here and let him know how much that we love him. We appreciate him. What an opportunity to get together to hear our five-star general speak to us today. How wonderful to be in his great economy in this end time. And knowing that your prayer, he says, prayer can change the mind of God. Whatever that you have need of today, Father is here to give it to you. The Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place.
Amen.
We know that you're here because we brought you here. We want to worship you. We want to thank you, Lord. We just want to tell you how much that we love you this morning. Now we want to take everything that's in our mind and we want to get rid of everything and just concentrate upon him, worship him, and let him know that, Father, I'm here to listen to you, Lord. Because we believe this message perfects the bride of Jesus Christ. This message is what gives the bride that rapturing and faith to go home. He's coming for his bride. Brother Branham says, I don't see nothing hindering the coming of the Lord. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. But if you have a need this morning, is, Lord, do you know what it is? Lord, do you know what's on my heart and what I have need of, Lord? I just ask you, Lord, that as I raise my hand to you, I just want to ask you, Lord, grant that need, Lord. And not only my need that's in my heart, whoever's sitting right next to me, Lord, because I am your special forces and I'm praying for them. And we all join together in unity as a bride of Jesus Christ. And all these prayers are going up before Father. Father cannot ignore them because we are his soldiers. Thank you, Lord. So we just want to sing our little song that we sing. We want to reach out and touch him as he comes by. Because we know he's not too busy. And he's right here. And he's coming right down your aisle right now. He's right here right now. He is the present God Almighty. He is that pillar of fire. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is everything, the great provider. And he will give it to you today. So let's just sing our song as I'll ask Brother Samuel to come up and take these requests before the Lord and to lead us to take all these prayers to him this morning, knowing that we're going to hear from him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to
for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Calvary and your precious blood that purchased our salvation. Lord, thank you so much for your prophet that you sent in this generation. You loved us so much that you went to Calvary for us. And then you sent Brother William Marion Brand to tell us the truth. Thus saith the Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your love to us. Lord, we appreciate you. We place all these requests, Lord, into your hands. Lord, you've seen every hand raised. You've seen these requests written out. Lord, you know all about it. Lord, there's nothing impossible with you. Just thinking of what your prophet said, that you would disintegrate everything that would come in our way, Lord. And your prophet said that when the weakest Christian gets on their knees, Satan trembles, Lord. So this morning, Lord, we have the victory. We have the answer, Lord. and we're here under expectations, Lord. As your prophet declared to us, he says, let me sound the trumpet to you. Lord, we're going to hear that trumpet today, Lord. There's no mistakes. There's no questions for the bride, Lord. She's not in spiritual amnesia, Lord. She's under anticipation to hear every word spoken by the mouth of your prophet, Lord. We believe it, Lord. We believe the commission. Get the people to believe you, and nothing will stand before your prayer, not even the cancer, Lord. Lord, you're still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that commission is still in effect to this day. Lord, it's your word. Lord, as we get ready, Lord, we just want to be on marching orders. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Lord, we thank you for it, Lord. Bless this service in a special way, Lord. And Lord, we all have needs, Lord. But this morning, we just ask, Lord, that for the people, that your Holy Spirit would come, Lord. We invite you, Lord, to saturate every heart in divine presence, Lord. And those listening in, to saturate every heart, break down every wall, Lord. Break down the enemy, Lord. That there's many different people here from representative different churches, but we're united, Lord, under this message and this messenger that you sent, Lord. You're uniting a bride around the world, Lord. Bless and be with us today, Lord. We invite you, Lord, just to come and minister to us. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Joseph, Lord, and the leadership you placed in his life, Lord. Thank you for him, Lord. Encourage him today and bless him, Lord. Bless this camp coming forward, Lord. The many that put in their effort, Lord, and their time, and they put 100% plus into it, Lord. Just bless and be with them, Lord. We commit it all to you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We love you. Amen. Reach out.
Anticipation with what the Lord has for us, and just appreciate so much what Brother Joseph said this morning. And I was praying last night about different songs, and I had a whole different list, and then the thinking about camps, and the thought came in my heart how thankful I am that the Lord's allowed me to be at the camps and to realize that we are in Him and not to look at ourselves, and that there is no condemnation in my heart. And I sing that song, brothers, how do you feel? And sisters, how do you feel? There is no condemnation in our heart. And I was thinking about it, and a quote popped in my head. I know I looked up years ago, and it's on the eagle stirred up her nest. And this is what Brother Branham says. Why? We used to stand and clap our hands and sing, I feel all right. There's no condemnation in my heart. Having a great time. So that gave me some courage to sing that this morning with you all. So let's just sing that little song, brothers, how do you feel? Oh, brothers, how do you feel?
Feel all right.
Oh, brothers, how do you feel?
I feel all right.
Oh, brothers, how do you feel?
I feel all right.
There's no condemnation in my... Let's ask the sisters. Oh, sisters, how do you feel? Sisters, how do you feel? Sisters, how do you feel? There's no condemnation. Ask us, sisters. I feel all right. I feel all right. I feel all right. There's no
shout. Well, I can sing and shout. Hey,
amen.
No condemnation, I can sing and shout.
Praise the Lord.
No condemnation, I can sing and shout.
Hallelujah.
No condemnation, there's no condemnation in my heart. I can testify. Well, sisters, how do you feel? Sisters, how do you feel? Sisters, how do you feel? There's no condemnation in sisters. I feel alright. I feel alright.
Precious Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the privilege of being here today, Lord, to feel your presence, Father. We just thank you so much. We thank you for these tithes and offerings, what it means to us, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is guiding each and every one of us, guiding each step of each camper, Lord, preparing their hearts, Lord, for this camp, preparing our hearts, Lord, to trust the bride, Lord, to trust ourselves, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
And oh Lord, send your power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now. Oh Lord, send the power just now. And baptize everyone. Yes, this power from heaven descended with the sound of rushing wind. Tongues of fire came down. This old time power was given to to our fathers who were true. And this is promised to believers, and we all may. Yes, this old time power was given to our fathers who were true. And this is promised to believers, and we all may have it too. Oh, Lord, send your power just now. Oh, Lord, send your power just now. Oh, Lord, send your power. Send your power just now. And oh Lord, send your power just now. Oh Lord, send your power just now. And baptize everyone. And Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Oh, and through this pilgrim. Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand.
Second verse, I will be a soldier, brave and true. Just matched right along with what Brother Joseph was saying. And I have a song in my heart. There's an army rising up. And there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Amen. Well, there is power in
to break every chain.
break every chain, to break every thank you.
things are possible.
Five-star general, the Holy Spirit, which speaks through God's prophet, to train us, to encourage us, and to bring us the words of eternal life. I encourage you today is if you haven't got your Medal of Honor, which is the Holy Spirit, today you can get it. Today it's here for you. If you haven't got it, you can get it today. And you'll pin it on your chest and you'll wear it proudly the rest of your life. We hear the message, a trumpet gives an uncertain sound. God bless you. Here's God's prophet and messenger and our pastor, Brother Branham.
Amen.